Hello, and welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. In today's episode, episode 20, we are going to be doing something a little different. I'm going to be answering some questions from a Q&A that I just recently held on my Instagram, and I'm going to be answering some of those questions for you guys today. I was very surprised as I got an overwhelming amount, so I'm going to try to answer as many of them as I can and to the best of my ability. Along with that, I'm going to be talking about some future projects and how some things are going to be changing, both in my personal life and for the channel, and how it's going to affect the two in the coming months. So if that's what you're interested in, please feel free to sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Alright guys, welcome back to episode 20. I can't not believe that we've made it to 20 episodes so far. Hopefully, I'm hoping that by the end of this year, we can be in the 35 to 40 range, so we'll see how that goes. But to kind of celebrate this milestone, I kind of wanted to do something a little bit different. I kind of wanted to make it a little more personal so you guys can get to know a little bit more about me. So just recently, I held a Q&A on my personal social media, and I got an overwhelming response from people, and I felt like a lot of these were good questions that I felt that I should answer with you guys. So I'm just gonna try and get through these as best as I can and answer them to the best of my ability. So here we go. Our first question is, when do you plan on starting to film for your newest movie? That is a good question. I plan on, so for those of you who don't know, I just recently announced on my Instagram, if you don't follow me on Instagram, feel free to check it out, MagFilmsLTD, as well as my Twitter of the same name. I stated that I'm finally bringing back the Twilight Zone fan series after a almost 7-month hiatus. We are finally beginning production on episode 2, and I'm hoping to roll that out to you guys sometime in mid to late September. And what I'm planning on doing after that is I'm planning on doing the film that I told you guys about in previous episodes, my autobiographical film, Where I Stand. So, for those of you guys who don't know what that is, it was essentially what I had planned before Corona had hit and everything was that I had planned to do a coming-of-age, semi-autobiographical type story. So, what that was going to be about, initially, it was going to be about my senior year and everything like that. Then, unfortunately, school got canceled and everything, so I had to change things up. I was very proud of the story concept that I had come up with, so I felt like it was too good to just throw all away and just forget about. So I managed to tweak some things around my current situation, and now it's currently going to be about the transition between high school and college. So as of right now, it's the biggest script that I have written. By the time it's done, I'm about going to assume it's going to be somewhere between 100 to 110 pages, which is nothing like I've never written ever before. And so that should be very fun and a very interesting process. It already has been. It's been one of the most difficult scripts for me to write, just because it is coming from such a real place, and I am drawing from a lot of real experiences and real people in my life. So that just makes it all the more daunting, because I want to make it as realistic as possible, but I also want to be respectful to those that are a part of it. So this is definitely the ultimate learning process. But as of right now, I'm in the early stages of writing the script, and we are looking at filming sometime in late to early October is when we're about to start. I'm planning on filming it as soon as I finish up episode 2 of The Twilight Zone. Alright, the next question is, are you hopeful for your career in film? That is also another good question. It has been something that has been on my mind for quite a while now. It's constantly something that I think about, as it is a very, if we're going to be completely honest, the type of career field that I am choosing is very slim. I wouldn't say very slim. If you want to go into making movies, I'm pretty sure you can do that. Because bottom line is, anybody can really make a movie if they really sit down and apply themselves and actually work hard enough. You can make a movie. But if you're trying to be like Spielberg or whatever, you're going to have to put in a lot of time and a lot of work, because it's, a lot of people think it'd be easier compared to back then because of technology and stuff. And to some extent it is, and that makes it easier to make a movie. But at the same time, we live in a day and age where everybody just wants to be a YouTuber. Everybody wants to be a content creator to some extent. So even if your career just wants to span on YouTube making movies, that's still another, like, big ocean just filled with, like, a bunch of, like, fish. Like, yeah, like, there's different ponds for, like, everything, but even then, the pond is, like, so huge. And again, with the algorithm and everything, that's still a huge thing. So, and I feel like a lot of the time, a lot of people don't realize is that another problem with my generation is probably that we want that instant gratification. Like, we want to do something and get stuff back in return, like, instantly, without waiting or without doing little, if any, hard work. And that's just not how it's going to be. I had to learn that the hard way, and that's been pretty difficult, but that's a topic for another time. But yes, that's a good question. I am very hopeful. I'm as hopeful as I am fearful about it, because I do see this as something that I could do for the rest of my life. I do see myself making a potential career out of it. The only fearful part is I don't know whether that will be a full-time career or not, or whether or not how long it'll take for me to make that a career. Because as of right now, if we're being honest, that along with this podcast and everything, it's just a hobby. It's like how I like to spend my time. This is what I'd like to do for the rest of my life. So I am hopeful in that aspect that I will be able to continue this in a greater form someday. But for right now, I'd say that I'm hopeful and fearful, but I'm still trying to remain optimistic, as I don't know what could happen in the coming years or whatever. I don't know where this channel or this podcast is going to be in the next 5 years. So we'll just, at this point, I'm just along for the ride, so we'll just have to wait and see. Alright, our next question is, on a scale from 1 to 10, where do you feel you're at in life? As of right now, I'd kind of say that I'd say I'm at a 6.5. And while that sounds kind of bad or low, like, let me straighten things out a little bit. The reason why I'd say I'm like that is because, like, I'm kind of at, like, that big crossroads right now where everybody is at their life when, like, they're making that transition between high school and college, or just life in general. You're trying to figure out the next step and where to go on from here, and I feel like it's kind of been, like, amplified, especially with, like, this whole year, given how my school year ended and how I graduated. So that just makes it even more different and slightly difficult. But like I said in the previous question, I'm very hopeful. I got a lot of great things starting to set up, so things are moving. They're just moving very slowly right now, so it's just a matter of patience. But I feel like my overall feeling and rating about it, it's gonna go up within the next coming months or so. It's just gonna take time. Alright, next question asks, where do I see myself in 8 years? And right now, it's a little blurry. I actually don't know where I'd see myself in 8 years. I'd like to see myself hopefully out of college with at least one bachelor's degree, and hopefully some type of stable job. Hopefully I'm living on my own and everything, and making a steady living for myself. So yeah, I just hope the best for myself as well as my friends and family. I hope everyone is happy and healthy. That's what I'd like to see in the next 8 years. The follow-up question is, do I see myself living in Arizona for the rest of my life? That I also don't know. It's very tough for me. If I have thought on this from time to time, and while I'd like to leave at some point. I do know that. I would like to get out of state for just a tiny bit. I don't know how long that would be or when that would ever happen, but I would like to do that at some point, just kind of travel and see and experience different places and just get a feel for life outside here, because for those of you who don't know, I was born and raised here in Arizona, so this is pretty much all I know. So that's also why it's like a difficult choice for me to like leave, because I love it here so much, despite what people say and despite what other people from outside the state say here. I love it. It's all I know. But at the same time, I do want to experience new places and just get a feel for the way things are. So yeah, for right now, I don't plan on leaving anytime soon, but later down the line, I would like to venture off into new and different places. Next question is, have I ever been in a fight? Depends. Verbal? Yes, definitely. I've been in plenty of verbal arguments and everything. Physical? Not really. Alright, favorite video game. That is a tough question, because if you guys don't know, I am a huge gamer. I love video games aside from film. That's really my second interest in everything. And I actually had a couple of gaming channels on YouTube prior to doing this, but I ended up cutting those short because like I ended up realizing that I wasn't playing video games just to play video games. I was just playing them just for the sake of making a video, and once I realized that, I stopped doing that. But I have a huge amount of respect for the YouTube gamers and everything, as well as Twitch live streamers and everything. But yeah, I love video games, and I'd say that it's pretty difficult for me to pick a favorite, as I've played a lot of good ones. There's a lot of ones that are sentimental to me, so I really wouldn't say that I have like a number one like favorite, like this is like my definitive video game that I can play like nonstop. I would say, however, that my favorite types of games to play, I really like open world action adventure games, as well as first-person shooters. So any shooting game really is my favorite. So like Call of Duty, Battlefield, like all those, that's like right up my alley. And then I'm also a huge fan of open world, so I love Red Dead Redemption and every games like that. So yeah, those are my favorite types. Favorite video game scene? I really don't have one. Nothing's really coming to mind. Favorite video game storyline? Let's see. I'd have to go with the storyline of Red Dead Redemption 2. I just thought that it was a great story. I thought that that could have been a movie all on its own. I'm a huge fan of Westerns. They're one of my favorite genres. So the fact that I was able to play a game like that and do the stuff that I wanted to do, I thought it was perfect. I really enjoyed the characters as well as the world, and I really thought that the characters, specifically the main character, Arthur, had a really great character arc, and I just thought that it was a really well-made game and just a really well-developed story. Would have loved to see that. If they ever tried to make that into a movie, I would 100% watch it. Favorite food? My favorite food is mainly Italian food, so pretty much everything, but for the most part, I'd say pizza, but love Italian food, love my pasta and everything. I'm a huge fan. Favorite snack? I'm gonna have to go with Cheez-Its. Favorite movie watching snack? Popcorn, of course. What movie terrifies you? I'd have to say the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 1974. I just remember it scarring me as a little kid, because I accidentally walked in on my parents watching it, and I just it just got glued to my brain like ever since I've seen it. And since I've seen it now, I could see where it could be considered to be not as scary, but I don't know, I just think it's totally different. It's scary, but on a much different level, on a psychological level. It's very disturbing, and it's very dark and dirty and gritty, and it feels like it could like really happen, and there really could be people like that out in the world. And the fact that it's based off of a real person, Ed Gein, makes it much more terrifying. Which movie always makes me cry? I'd have to say pretty much all the Rocky movies, including the two Creed films. The Rocky franchise is very special. It's one that I grew up watching with my family. And the two biggest franchises in my family growing up, it was always Rocky and The Godfather. And I really love the Rocky movies, specifically the first two. And I don't know, I just have such a deep connection, and it just reminds me of family, and Rocky is just such a relatable character. He's one of my favorite movie characters, if not my favorite of all time, and I just love that it's all about him just being an underdog and striving to do his the best he can every day and just be an all-around good person with just a big heart. What movie never fails to make me laugh? I have a lot, but I'd have to say Superbad. That's one of my that's my favorite comedy of all time. It's one that I will never get tired of watching. I will always love it. I just find it, its humor is right up my alley. I'm all into that dark, like, sense of humor, like, funny and kind of, and it's just an all-around good movie. I love Jonah Hill and Michael Cera. They're very funny. This one was one that I was not expecting. Thoughts on The Wizard of Oz. I actually love The Wizard of Oz. It's one of the few musicals outside of Disney and Grease that I actually like. I have very fond memories of The Wizard of Oz. I remember going to my grandparents' house every weekend, and that was one of the movies that I would watch constantly every time I was there. So I have a lot of childhood memories watching that film. So I love The Wizard of Oz, and it's one that my family watches year to year, and I'm going to continue that tradition and show it to my kids one day. This one is a huge one. Why did you decide to hop off social media for a month? What that person is asking is, I posted on my personal just yesterday, August 27th, that starting the 1st of September, I'm logging off of all social media. The only thing I'm really going to be working on is just videos for the channel as well as the podcast. Other than that, I'm logging off of all my social media platforms. And why I chose to do that was I felt like I was kind of depending on it too much, and I was kind of not being, like, too healthy with it. Like, as soon as I post something, I do this even with YouTube, as soon as I post something, I'm constantly going back to the app and refreshing like crazy just to see if anything changed, the view count, the likes, and everything like that. So I just took it upon myself to realize that that wasn't really too healthy, and I kind of just want to kind of just take that out of my life for a little bit, just so I could focus on the important things for a little while. For those of you guys who don't know, I am starting up college this next week, so that is something that I'm very excited about. It's going to be a new thing, so we'll see how that goes, and it's just something that I wanted to do, kind of disconnect for a little bit, kind of do something different, just kind of see how it'll affect me, and then I'm gonna log back into everything on October 1st, and we'll see how it feels. Alright, what is my routine? That's actually a good question, because I myself don't even know that. I'm not the best when it comes to sticking to a routine. Well, specifically a routine that I make for myself. It wasn't up until about a couple days ago that I actually started making a decent routine for myself. But typically, what I'd like to do is, on the weekdays, so Monday through Friday, I get up at about 5:30. And from that time all the way up to about like 6:30 or 7, I am here at my desk on my computer, either doing stuff for the channel or working on scripts or working on ideas for the podcast, or sometimes maybe I'm going to take this up, maybe even read a little bit. Then around 7 o'clock to 7:30, I have breakfast, and then after that, I continue to work on my video ideas as well as my scripts until about 11:30 or noon, and then around noon, I go and I eat lunch, and then after that, it's pretty much just coasting through the day, whether that be watching a movie or playing video games. And then typically around like 4 or 5, I'll work on my scripts a little bit more along with videos and stuff, and anywhere between 5 and 7:30 is when I have dinner, and then after that it's just chilling for the rest of the night. But that'll soon change, obviously, what with college coming up, so I'll still keep those things. I'll just have to shift the times around a little bit to be flexible with my classes and everything, which luckily are gonna be all online this semester, so it's gonna make things slightly easier. So yeah, that's my routine at the moment, and it'll soon change, but it won't change too much after school starts. The next question is coffee, question mark. If you're asking me if I like coffee, I don't really like it. I mean, I don't mind it, but it's just something that I never really liked, never really got into, and never really got addicted to, like, caffeine. Don't really like coffee, and if I do, it's usually a few sips, and then I'm done, because I don't really like the taste of it all too much, and then occasionally I'll have energy drinks, but it's, like, every once in a while. Like, it's never a consistent thing. I try my best to learn how to function off of just, like, my normal energy. Here's a serious one. Thoughts on anxiety. That is a huge one, as for those of you who don't know, I deal with minor depression and anxiety, and it's something that's very recent. It's something that I've only had over the past, like, 2, almost 3 years. And the best thing I could say is it's a very serious thing, and it's something that should be taken seriously. And to those of you who need help with that, feel free to just talk to somebody about it. That's the most daunting thing, and then once you get that out of the way, it gets a lot easier to deal with, because then you can get help, you can build a support system with someone or multiple people, and you'll always have somebody to look after you. And just as long as you're open with your thoughts and your feelings, that's a good way to combat it. That's how I tackle it, and it's something that you shouldn't be ashamed of. You should always be open about it. You should always be open about your mental health. Top 3 favorite bands. This is a good question. For those of you guys who are interested in my music taste, I typically listen to everything, mainly just except classical and opera, and then maybe some country. I like some country, just I don't like most of it. But for the most part, I typically listen to classic rock, so any rock music, particularly from the 60s all the way up to the 90s, but for the most part, I love classic rock. So my top 3 bands would be Led Zeppelin, Queen, and Fleetwood Mac. Led Zeppelin being my all-time favorite band, period. They're the greatest, and they're just awesome. Top 3 favorite 90s bands. I'm gonna have to go with Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Goo Goo Dolls, and Matchbox 20. Thoughts on the band The Smiths. I actually really like The Smiths. I just recently found them. I found them this year, actually, around January. I was watching the film Bumblebee for the first time, and the main character, Charlie, played by Hailee Steinfeld, is a huge fan of The Smiths, so that was my introduction to some of their music, and the songs that they played in the movie are Big Mouth Strikes Again and Girlfriend in a Coma. And at first, I did not like them, because I thought that it was just very weird, and just the what they were singing about just sounded, like, really off. But the more I listened to them and listened to more of their songs and just kind of let it sink in for a little bit, I've grown to like them. My favorite song by them would have to be There Is a Light That Never Goes Out, and I believe that that's off of the album The Queen Is Dead. So if you guys are interested in them, feel free to listen to them on Spotify. But yeah, I like them. I feel like they're different, but in a good way, and it makes them very unique. Next question is a good one. Thoughts on the stigma behind community college? That is also another good one, and for those of you guys who don't know what this question is asking, the stigma behind community college is community college, I feel like, in my experience, and when you look at it, like, at other people or, like, through media, it's like, oh, like, it's almost like a joke. Like, when you say you're going to community college, like, that's kind of like, okay. Like, it's kind of like frowned upon. It's kind of looked at as, like, the preschool of, like, college or something like that. And honestly, I don't understand why. I mean, it's still serving the same purpose as a normal university would, and it's actually much cheaper. You're basically going there to figure out what you want to do with your life and find your dream career and pursue it and everything, and get the necessary education you need to get the job you want. So I never really understood the negative behind it, but I myself, my thoughts on it is I'm excited and I'm ambitious. It's a new experience, and so far it sounds like it's gonna be a great thing. So we'll see how my opinion sways or shifts within the next 4 months. Would I consider myself a good person? For the most part, yes, I'd like to consider myself a good person. Anybody I've ever talked to has said that I'm a very kind and caring person. I'm super deep, and I'm very easy and relaxed to talk to, and just open to a whole lot of things, and just all around just there for people, and just have a big heart, and just love to make everybody happy and take care of everybody. So yeah, I consider myself a good person. If a film or marketing career wouldn't work out, where would you see yourself, or what would you see yourself doing? I don't really know what I'd see myself doing, as film and marketing is really the only career that I see myself actually being good at, and the only thing I see myself doing for the rest of my life. So I actually really don't know, but I've always been curious as to what other careers might interest me if, God forbid, that ever be the path I end up going down. So I don't know. I do not know what career I'd pick. Would I ever film a dirty movie? Absolutely not. How is the story you are making, and what is it called? As I said earlier, the story is going good. I am in the early writing process, and I am going to start filming it, hopefully in late September, early October, and it is called Where I Stand. Next question is, am I making a book as well? No, I am not making a book, but I've thought about it, and that is something down the line. I would like to write a book sometime. I feel like it'd be a very good new experience, and but that's something that I'll probably think about some other time. But it's always something that I've kept in the back of my mind. I've always shown some interest in writing a book. If I were to write a book, however, it'd probably be an autobiography of some kind. Alright guys, that is it for the Q&A section of the podcast. Please stick around, as I'm going to tell you guys all about the future updates coming to both my channel as well as the podcast. So stick around after this short ad break. Alright guys, welcome back to the podcast. As far as updates go, not much has changed other than I am bringing back the Twilight Zone fan series. That is right, I am bringing it back. I just started writing the script for the second episode, and I'm hoping to get it filmed and released sometime in mid to late September. So that is something that I'm extremely excited to show you guys, as I already can tell that this story is going to be a lot better than the first one, and I already feel like I've learned enough from the first one that I know what I can improve on, and I can already tell that the film is going to not only have a better story, but it is also going to look as well as sound better than the first film. So this will be very fun. I'm very excited. I'm going to be working with Josh as well as Caden again, so they'll be coming back to the series. They'll be playing different roles, of course, but it's always good to have them assist me in my filmmaking journey. So this will be something very fun to do. And then as soon as I finish episode 2 of The Twilight Zone, I will begin work on filming Where I Stand. And as of right now, I don't know when we're going to be finished with the filming process. It could take anywhere between a month and a half, 2 months tops. But I'm hoping and aiming for a release date sometime around the holidays. So if not around Christmas, then probably shortly after that, maybe New Year's at the latest.
So we'll have to see. But other than that, those are my major film projects I'm working on. I'm just working on bringing back The Twilight Zone and working on my first feature-length film. So that should be pretty fun. Other than that, I'm going to continue making content for the podcast, and that's pretty much about it. So that's all on the update side of things. You can expect, I don't know when you guys can expect the next podcast episode. I'm working some things out. Hopefully we can get Caden back and might potentially have some new guests in the coming episodes. So be on the lookout for that as we make our way to the next milestone, which is going to be 30. So as always, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. If you guys have any further questions, just let me know. And if you guys haven't already, please feel free to check out my YouTube channel, MagFilmsLTD. That is where I'm going to be posting all my content, my analysis of film, talking about film, as well as my own film projects, as well as the video forms of the podcast that you are currently listening to. If you guys want to follow me in a deeper journey, please feel free to check out my social media, both my Instagram, MagFilmsLTD, as well as my Twitter of the same name. As of right now, though, up until September 1st, they will be active, and then September 1st till October 1st, I will not be active, as I will be taking a one-month hiatus off of social media. But other than that, that's about it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and as always, have an awesome day. Thank you.